This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when we are getting some clarity from the Justice Department. That's right, Attorney General Bill Barr concerning the charges of massive election fraud. We will get to that right away on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also take a look at what has become an increasing scandal. And it's not just one city or two cities or three cities. It's all over the country, which is the soaring crime rate, which is directly related, unquestionably related, to the war against cops. Why is this going on now? And what does it mean for ordinary citizens? We will deal with that and deal with some less than encouraging news about the coronavirus and the future. And what the next few months will look like, particularly regarding the damage to our children who are not going to school. And new numbers from the Washington Post about just how devastating that is for America's children. Plus some stirrings of hope, maybe, just maybe, we are getting some progress from some of the leading moderates in the U.S. Senate, one Republican and one Democratic, to get a COVID relief bill done before the end of the year when the American people desperately need it. We will give you that news as well coming up. And some exciting news about a wedding involving, well, a category of person that previously hasn't been considered to be eligible to get married. Who are we talking about? What are we talking about? It's a story from Kazakhstan, and no, it has nothing to do with Borat. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first up, the breaking news just about an hour ago. Attorney General Bill Barr said today that the Justice Department has not uncovered evidence of widespread voter fraud that would change the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. His comments come despite Donald Trump's repeated claims that the election was stolen. And, of course, President Trump is not going to concede his loss to President-elect Joe Biden. At least he hasn't done so far. In an interview with the Associated Press, Bill Barr said U.S. attorneys and FBI agents have been working to follow up specific complaints and information they've received, but they've uncovered no evidence that would change the outcome of the election. The only charges, he said, that would change the outcome of the election involved material that Sidney Powell said about the voting machines. Today there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal from the owner of one of those voting machine companies, Dominion, who is just outraged at some of the charges against him. And the Justice Department said today that they had looked into that. They had dispatched some agents, and there was nothing. Today, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election, Bill Barr said. Here is what Andrew McCarthy, friend of this show, former prosecutor, a senior writer for National Review, what Andrew McCarthy said to Bill Barr about the lack and the need for evidence. Listen.
Well, I think, Dana, this is kind of a common sense assertion by the Attorney General, if you think about it, because, you know, the Trump campaign had federal lawsuits that they brought in both Pennsylvania and Michigan and dropped them. And in connection with the Pennsylvania suit, they expressly told the federal judge that they were not alleging fraud and actually pulled the fraud counts out. And I just point that out because it's much harder to make a criminal election fraud case than it is to make a civil election fraud case. So if they're unable to prove this up in a civil court, I don't know why anyone would be surprised that there's no evidence, at least at the moment, for a criminal case. You would think that they would have made more progress on the civil side if they had that kind of compelling evidence. The problem, as always, turns out to be evidence.
Okay, and it is a problem, particularly now. What is President Trump going to do? Apparently, there are reports that even as we speak, Bill Barr is meeting with the president. The president probably doesn't like what Bill Barr had to say. What is he going to do? Fire him at this point? And then what? The question before the country right now is we have real problems. We have a devastating problem with a coronavirus epidemic, and some of the projections about the level of death between now and when the vaccines are actually massively distributed, which will probably not be until the early part of next year. People are talking about the total number of deaths could double. It could reach 500,000. That's what the projection is from the Institute for Medical Evaluation Metrics. And it's scary. And we have also another problem with crime, and it's a problem with crime all over the country. Seattle, in fact, which has been celebrated, and I think justly, for many, many years for its relatively low crime rate. Seattle traditionally has been one of the lowest rates of violent crime in the country. And all of a sudden, that's gone away. What's amazing here is that if you go all the way back 12 years, there have been 30 or fewer murders in the city of Seattle in the course of a year. Now, you compare that to, what is it, 700 so far this year in Chicago? And yes, Chicago is a bigger city. But still, there is this. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan plans to sign a new city budget that will reduce the police budget by 18%, despite homicides reaching record highs not seen in more than a decade. Council members overwhelmingly voted last week to cut funds for police training and overtime and to eliminate dozens of vacant positions within the Seattle Police Department after months of contentious talks. The reductions fall short of the 50% that local activists had demanded amid the BLM protests, but still. Mayor Durkan says, "I believe we are laying the groundwork to make systemic and lasting changes to policing. We have rightly put forward a plan that seeks to ensure SPD has enough officers to meet 9/11 responses and investigative needs throughout the city, while acknowledging and addressing the disproportionate impacts policing has had on communities of color, particularly black communities." What's had the devastating impact on the black community is the murder rate. It's the lack of policing. It's not the presence of policing. The new budget comes as the city marked its 55th murder of the year yesterday with the fatal shooting of a man in the North Beacon Hill neighborhood. Another man was also shot in the same incident but survived. Like other big cities, Seattle is seeing a sharp rise in violent crime. The city recorded 28 homicide victims last year, 32 in 2018. Going back to 2008, 10 years earlier, murders had never topped 30 prior to 2018. This is everywhere. And honest to goodness, I think that with a new president coming in at Washington, we need new leadership that may involve him confronting some of the Democratic radicals who believe that it's a good idea to cut police. There's a story, which is a heartbreaking story, from Minneapolis that I want to get to, about what do you do when people invade your place of business, they refuse to leave, and you're not allowed to call the police because there are no police to call. Yeah, that happened in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Some holiday music, some Christmas music, but we're also providing some virtual learning in terms of spelling. How do you spell jingle? J-I-N-G-L-E, bells. And you see, we're just trying to fill up the gaps in American education. We will get to that story. We'll also be talking to Max Boot, who has written about the situation in Iran. You probably heard that their number one nuclear physicist, nuclear scientist, the developer of the Iranian bomb, met a rather abrupt end. He was gunned down. They are now saying he was actually gunned down by an automatically operated machine gun, a remotely operated machine gun on top of a car. We will get to what that killing means. Iran, of course, has pledged revenge on both the United States, of course, and Israel. But we will get to that story coming up on the Medved Show and speaking to Max Boot. Okay, we're talking about this crime situation, and this is not an abstraction. I mean, this is the life that we all live. And one of the things that I think most Americans, if you think about it for more than 30 seconds, it's pretty obvious. In big cities across the country, the police were enormously successful in bringing down the crime rate. And no, it wasn't social programs, it wasn't midnight basketball, it wasn't spending money on new housing. It was better policing. It was the broken windows effect. It was the broken windows policing, meaning that you have to maintain order in a big city, and then the rate of violent crime goes down, as it did all across the country. But now there's this, and this is an amazing story that it's just from National Review. It's by a writer named Ryan Mills. And he writes, it was mid-afternoon when the sport utility vehicles, several of them, pulled up in front of Tim Mahoney's downtown Minneapolis restaurant. It was a sunny Friday in mid-June, a glorious time of year in Minnesota. Yeah, even Minnesota's entitled to a few weeks of a glorious time of year. It's can be pretty brutal in the summer and winter. It was a sunny time, Friday in mid-June, a glorious time of year in Minnesota as spring turned to summer. Dining rooms statewide had just reopened after months of mandated coronavirus closures and weeks of protests and riots in the wake of George Floyd's death during an encounter with four city police officers. Mahoney expected a busy evening at his Loon Cafe. But the young occupants of the SUVs had very different ideas. They took over the patio of his restaurant next door to the Loon. They smoked some pot, they drank Hennessy from a bottle they'd brought, and they blocked paying customers from entering. Mahoney and the owner of the neighboring restaurant asked them to leave. They refused. Mahoney called the Minneapolis Police Department's non-emergency line. There was nothing the police could do, they said. He tried 911. He was told, hey, we have no officers available. So Mahoney walked to a nearby police precinct and tracked down an officer he knows. He said, Tim, we're not coming. We can't come. We don't have the time. We don't have the resources. We don't have the manpower. And we've been told not to get in conflicts like this. You're going to have to handle it yourself. Okay, what do you do if you own a restaurant and somebody has just moved in? They're not paying anything. They don't plan to pay anything. They're just using your patio and your tables to block other customers. And you tell them to leave and they say, blank you. This is what happens when order breaks down. And order breaks down when there are no police to enforce it. So at 3 p.m. on a sunny Friday, Mahoney and his neighbor closed their restaurants for the day. Less than a week later, the neighboring restaurant closed for good. Crime has been a growing concern for Mahoney and other downtown Minneapolis business owners for years. Last fall, writes Ryan Mills, representatives of the Minnesota Vikings, the Twins, and the Timberwolves authored a joint editorial in the Minneapolis Star Tribune urging the city's leaders to invest in public safety for downtown Minneapolis. There just weren't enough officers, and the city isn't as safe as it once was, they wrote. other major employers have threatened to leave for good. Now, in the wake of Floyd's killing and the ensuing civil unrest, concerns about crime are bordering on panic in some quarters of Minneapolis and in other cities across the country. Frankly, in most cities across the country. Crime skyrocketed over the summer after some far-left city leaders vowed to defund and dismantle the entire police department. Carjackings and violent robberies are on the rise. More than 500 people have been shot so far in 2020. That's double the total for all of last year. Think about that. More than double, so more than 250 extra people shot. And the city is on the pace for its highest number of homicides in more than 20 years. Okay, this is horrible stuff. And it's not a force of nature. You're not dealing with a virus. You're dealing with a virus of stupidity. You're dealing with a virus of rottenness, where there's hostility aimed at police forces. In the midst of all this, there's another story. And this story about the Minneapolis City Council. Three members of the Minneapolis City Council, in the midst of what I just described to you, have now a new plan called Safety for All, which seeks to cut another $8 million from the Minneapolis Police Department budget for next year. The new proposal would lock in the lower number of officers the city is seeing in the wake of a wave of retirements and resignations since the summer. Okay, how big a reduction? They've gone down from 888 police officers to 750. No wonder they can't send somebody out to try to protect somebody who's trying to do business in his restaurant. This is craziness. And unless it stops, it's going to harm life in every corner of America for every American. Meanwhile, something else that could harm life would be a confrontation with Iran. Is that underway because of an assassination recently? Or is the assassination more likely to lead us to an agreement? We'll talk about that with historian and syndicated columnist Max Boot coming up on the MedVet Show.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan group of senators is putting a new coronavirus relief package on the table. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says the bill is a true bipartisan effort.
Republicans and Democrats, neither of us got everything we wanted. Both of us got much of what we wanted. And I think that combination reflects what Congress is supposed to do, reconciling different priorities, but ultimately doing something good for the American people.
President-elect Joe Biden is rolling out top members of his economic team.
A first-rate team that's going to get us through this ongoing economic crisis and help us build the economy back, not just build it back, but build it back better than it was before.
Biden, wearing a walking boot, opened the event in Delaware by saying, "Help is on the way." Biden selected former Fed Chair Janet Yellen as his pick for Treasury Secretary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I admire Max Boot, who is the author of one of the very best books. In fact, it is the best book of the history of America's undeclared wars, called The Savage Wars for Peace, is because he does bring historical knowledge and perspective to any of his analysis that he does as a columnist for The Washington Post and for as a global affairs analyst for CNN. Max, thanks very much for joining us, and I appreciated your most recent column about targeted killings in Iran. First of all, the whole world is now following the funeral and the tributes and the pledges of revenge from the Iranians for the killing of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who was their top atom bomb scientist. Do you have you followed the latest where they claim this was a remote-controlled operation by the Israelis based on a machine gun on top of a car?
Right.
Is any of that plausible?
Well, first, thanks for having me on. Second, you know, I really don't know what to make of that. I mean, the Iranian regime does not exactly have a reputation for truth-telling and credibility, so... I mean, it's not entirely crazy, but it does look like something out of an adventure movie. I don't know if it's plausible, and there have been other stories circulating about how the killing took place.
They're saying that they will pick out that they will go after the people responsible for this. I'm not sure how they know. And they will exact revenge. Is this likely to plunge us into a big new round of violence in the Middle East?
I think it's unlikely because the Iranian regime has basically been following a policy of strategic patience. There was a lot of concern almost a year ago when a U.S. drone strike killed Qassem Soleimani, who was the commander of the Quds Force, one of the most senior figures in the Iranian regime. There was a lot of concern at that time from people, including me, that this could trigger a war with Iran, and it didn't happen. Iran was very restrained in their response, and I would expect they're going to be pretty restrained now as well. basically because they don't see any advantage to picking a fight with Israel or the United States right now. The Iranian regime is really hurting. Economic sanctions combined with the COVID-19 pandemic have done a lot of damage to the country. And there are a lot of elements in the regime who are eager to reinstate the nuclear deal with Iran that the United States negotiated if it would lead to the lifting of most of the sanctions. So that's not the universal feeling within the Iranian government. There are certainly hardline factions who probably would be out for revenge and would be willing to risk a war to get it. But so far, this year at least, the Iranian regime has been pretty cautious in their approach.
Well, this is not the first time that a leading Iranian nuclear scientist has met with an unfortunate accident or a deliberate assault. And they, of course, have had explosions at some of their top nuclear facilities that they claim were just accidents. And there have been all kinds of attempts to disrupt their nuclear program. You say in your column, which we'll post up at our website at michaelmedved.com, you say that's not going to stop the Iranian nuclear program. Why not?
Well, the Iranian nuclear program has been very resilient. It's not something that's being done on the fly by a handful of people. It's a large bureaucratic organization. I mean, think of it the same way you would think of the Manhattan Project during World War II. And, I mean, imagine what would have happened if, you know, Robert Oppenheimer had dropped dead. Would that have meant the end of the American Atomic Bomb Project? Certainly not. And there was so much expertise and knowledge resident in that program, you can't eliminate the knowledge by eliminating an individual. But, you know, I think, you know, killing somebody like Fakhrizadeh and some of his predecessors, I think it still does have an impact. It does slow them down at the very least. It does have a chilling effect. And, you know, there's a lot of argument about what the impact will be. There's a lot of people who are suggesting that Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel, ordered the assassination because he wants to derail any attempt by the Biden administration to reinstate the nuclear deal with Iran, which may well be the case. We don't know what his motivations are, assuming it was the Israelis behind it. But it's just as plausible, as I argue in my column, that instead of derailing negotiations, it could actually strengthen the U.S. hand and make a deal more likely by increasing the cost to Iran of keeping its nuclear program going.
And well, do you actually conclude your column? You seem fairly optimistic of the possibility of some kind of deal or some kind of successful negotiation with Iran. What would that have to involve?
That's a good question. At this point, it's not simply a matter of reinstating the JCPOA, the formal name for the Iranian nuclear deal, because I mean, they could reinstate it, but even if they do, a lot of the time limits in that deal are going to expire pretty soon, and really beginning in 2025, and almost all of the deal will expire by 2030. So presumably, if the Biden administration is going to make major concessions on sanctions, it's going to want a longer timeline. And of course, there's also going to be talk about, is there any way to get limits on Iran's destabilizing activities in the region or on its development of missiles? I think those are going to be very hard to achieve, but I think it might be possible to achieve a longer timeline on a nuclear deal. But even that is no sure thing, because certainly there are major elements in the Iranian government that want to do that deal, but there are also a lot of hardliners who don't want to do it, and so it's going to be very hard to predict how all of that plays out.
Speaking of hardliners who don't want to do it, what about our allies in Saudi Arabia, which is extraordinarily wary of any dealing with Iran, and in Israel?
Yeah, there's no question that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Prime Minister Netanyahu do not want the U.S. to revive the nuclear deal, but they're not going to have the same kind of sway with President Biden that they have had with President Trump. And frankly, I'm not sure what better alternative they have on offer. I mean, at the end of the day, our regional allies would love it if the United States would go to war with Iran and try to demolish their program. But that's not something that I think most Americans want to see, and it's certainly not something most people in the region want to see. So assuming we're not going to go to war with them, what are we going to do to stop their nuclear program? What we've seen so far is that, you know, simply imposing more and more sanctions is not going to get the job done. I mean, since we left the nuclear deal in 2018, the amount of enriched uranium that Iran has increased eightfold. They are much closer to being able to manufacture a nuclear weapon now than they were when the deal was in effect. And that's not a good trend line from the standpoint of Israeli or Saudi or regional security. So I'm not really sure what alternative Riyadh and Jerusalem have to offer outside of a deal. I think the real question is, what is the deal going to look like, and how tough is it going to be? And obviously, I would hope that it'll be as tough as possible, and maybe measures like cyber attacks on Iranian facilities, sanctions, assassinations of key scientists, all those things can ratchet up the pressure on Tehran to agree to a tougher deal, perhaps.
We can only hope. That's Max Boot, foreign policy analyst at the Washington Post, where he's a columnist and a global affairs analyst for CNN. He's also a historian and best-selling author. And Max, I appreciate your insight and your perspective. And yes, this is an issue that goes beyond anyone's concern with partisan politics. When we come back, maybe a breakthrough in partisan politics with finally getting a congressional deal for COVID relief. Who's leading the charge? It's actually a guy named Romney. Yeah, that guy. We'll tell you all about it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Obviously, it's a season of sleigh bells, even on a beautiful sunny day like today has turned out to be. No, really, in Seattle. I know people find that hard to believe. But with all of that, it's also a season for peace on earth to men of goodwill, people of goodwill, if you will. And so one of the questions that is raised by our last subject with Max Boot is, how did we get into this situation of perpetual war in the Middle East and many of those wars surrounding the rebirth of the State of Israel? That's actually the subject of our most distributed, most discussed, most listened to history show ever. There are two of them. It's a total of 6 hours that gives you the full background on the resumption of Jewish rule over the traditional land of Israel and of Jerusalem, and gives you background on the causes and the history of those wars. But there's much more. And right now there is a sale. It is a holiday sale for everything at the Medved History Store. For instance, you can get those tapes on Why They Fight, the origins of the Middle East conflict. You can get the 5 Middle Eastern wars. You can get all of that for 25% off. Or you get the full History Store library, which is a phenomenal deal. It's 60% off. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Medved History Store, and take advantage. And speaking of taking advantage, we have a situation which is actually one of the more encouraging things I've seen. There are a series of relative moderates, people on the Democratic side who are not completely crazy, socialist-minded supporters of the Squad or of Bernie or Elizabeth Warren, or people like Joe Manchin of West Virginia, people like Senator Angus King, who's actually technically an independent, of Maine, Mark Warner of Virginia. And they have joined Susan Collins of Maine and Bill Cassidy of Louisiana and Mitt Romney of Utah in pushing for some kind of compromise. The amount would be about $908 billion. So it would be a substantial COVID relief bill that could make a real difference to the American economy. Here is exactly what Senator Romney had to say about this proposal and its need in front of this bipartisan group of senators. Listen.
COVID has created a crisis, and in a crisis, the people expect Congress to act.
And this group has come together to propose action that could respond to this crisis. We've got people unemployed. We've got businesses shutting down. We've got states and localities getting ready for layoffs of large numbers of people. It's simply unacceptable for us not to respond to help in this circumstance. Now, I happen to be a deficit hawk. I don't like borrowing money. I don't like spending money we don't have. But the time to borrow money, maybe the only time to borrow money is when there's a crisis. And this is a crisis. We want to help people at this particular time. And so we've come together and we've been very careful. This is not a $1.8 trillion stimulus bill. This is a relief measure, half that amount, $908 billion. I would note that of that fund, $560 billion is money repurposed from the First CARES Act. So the amount of new money is actually $348 billion.
Okay, that's very much worth keeping in mind. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, Democrat, added this to what Romney had to say. Clip two.
This $908 billion framework, which will take us from December 1 through March 31st, not going to make everybody happy. But there's been an enormous amount of work done. I want to thank particularly the Senate colleagues who have spent literally every day but Thanksgiving, either over pizza or over pasta at people's houses like Lisa's. And there's been a lot of enormously good give and take. I came to this with the notion that I'm hearing from Virginians, and somebody used it, and I borrowed their term, that it would be stupidity on steroids if Congress left for Christmas without doing an interim package as a bridge.
And they may attach that package to the emergency legislation that they have to approve, or the government shuts down on December 11th. Yeah, that's right, 9 days. Right, wouldn't that be terrific? No, it would be disastrous. The Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, said to a reporter that, yeah, he'll be meeting with Speaker Pelosi this afternoon to talk about this new chance for a meaningful compromise. Listen.
Secretary Mnuchin, can we ask you a question over here? Are you speaking to Pelosi about a COVID deal?
I will be speaking to the Speaker this afternoon. We're going to get it. We'll talk about where we are on the appropriations issue, keeping the government running. That is the first priority. I'm sure we'll also
Okay, look, that's very appropriate, and it's good news. And Mitch McConnell has actually come forward and said very clearly that he might want to attach this COVID relief bill to the emergency legislation, which everybody knows you have to pass to keep the government operating, because that is a way to make sure that it goes through. And he believes that there would be White House support for some kind of deal like that. It's one of those things where we are so preoccupied with the president's remaining attempts to overturn the election, and there's news that he has just raised for his new political action committee. This is President Trump. He's done a staggering amount of money. But there is this report based on 50 experts, and they're really well-known people in public health, who responded to the New York Times. The Times reports, this holiday season presents a grim reckoning. The United States has reached an appalling milestone. More than 1 million new coronavirus cases every week. Hospitals in some states are full to bursting. The number of deaths is rising and seems on track to easily surpass the 2,200 deaths a day that was the average in the spring, when the pandemic was concentrated in the New York metropolitan area. Our failure to protect ourselves has caught up to us. So what do you do in a situation like that? And what do you do about kids and literally millions upon millions of them who are having permanent damage to their lives because they're failing in school? Because as most educational experts acknowledge, the virtual learning does not work as well as in-person learning. We will get to that. We'll also be speaking to John McCormick, who asked a, I think, a really important question. There's a new piece today by Stephen Moore, the economic thinker behind much of Trumponomics. And he says, look, yes, the president lost the presidential election, but there was lots and lots of success that shows that America is still a conservative country. So, all right, why is it that Republicans seem to win almost everywhere, have done superbly well in the House? They just knocked off two other seats that were too close to call, where the Republicans prevailed. They're going to be very close to a House majority and not quite get there, but they can get there 2 years from now. So with all of that going on, how is it that President Trump actually lost the election? We'll talk to John McCormick about that. He wrote about that in some detail for National Review. And to what extent is the continued battle over the legitimacy of the election interfering with attempts to win those Senate seats that are so crucial in Georgia and to build for future Republican success in 2022 and even in 2024. And then there's a story about a COVID patient who comes in and desperately ill, comes into her emergency treatment. And then when they take his shirt off, it is covered with Nazi tattoos. And most of the people caring for him happen to be from races that Nazis don't like. We will get to that and much, much more on a busy day, on an active day, and maybe a hopeful day with the sun shining brightly in the Seattle region, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Right now,
the old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.